Letters to Daniel, Volume 4, Letter 228.
The Epistle of James. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
The Word of God against sexual slavery. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013. In the 12th month, on the 3rd day of the 12th month.
Would you mind if I ask you a business question?
Depends on the question.
It has to do with death.
A subject in which you're well versed.
How would you know that?
Only a certain kind of woman wears a backless dress with a Beretta 70 strapped to her thigh.
One can never be too careful when handsome men in tuxedos carry walkthroughs. I am correct in assuming you killed Patrice.
Yes.
Might I ask why?
I want to meet your employer.
Be careful what you wish for.
You're scared.
Thank you for the drink, Mr. Bond.
You put on a good show. But ever since we sat down, you haven't stopped looking at your bodyguards. The three of them is a bit excessive. They're controlling you. They're not protecting you. Tattoo on your wrist is Macau's sex trade. You belong to one of the houses. What were you, 12? 13? I'm guessing he was your way out. Perhaps you thought you were in love. That was a long time ago. I know when a woman is afraid and pretending not to be.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Not like this. Not like him.
I can help you.
I don't think so.
Let me try.
How?
Bring me to him.
Can you kill him?
Yes.
Will you?
Someone usually dies.
Perhaps you can. When I leave, they're going to kill you. If you survive, I'm on the Chimera. North Harbor. Berth 7. We cast off in an hour. Very nice to have met you, Mr. Bond. Good luck.
Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue, I owe day. Swept away, I'm stolen.
Dear Dan, a little while ago, we watched, for the second time, the latest James Bond movie, Skyfall. I really liked this theme song sung by Adele, so I purchased it and added it to one of our playlists. While at work, as we listened to the song, the Lord began to share His thoughts with Angel Gabriella and I about the movie, and then later He gave to His messenger the prayer that is the Word of God against sexual slavery. And after that, as she and I thought together on this, it became clear to us that one of the main themes of Skyfall is liberation from sexual slavery. I also began to wonder about Skyfall and James Bond. And then I wondered if, by any chance, there was some connection to the book of James. Here is the opening greeting from the letter by the Apostle James. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 1. Coupled with this is the memory I have of listening to a podcast a few years ago by Pastor CB30 of U15. In his sermon, he stated words to the effect that abduction for the purposes of prostitution and sexual slavery and bondage was the largest and fastest growing crime in the world. Here then is the Word of God against sexual slavery. The book of James, chapters 1 through 5. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Chapter 4. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, "The Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously"? But He gives more grace. Therefore He says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Chapter 5. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth, or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. An effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death, cover a multitude of sins.